Moving on to the fourth row of consonants. Position 4, behind the teeth. Look at the diagram on page 13. The tongue is touching where the upper teeth meet the gums. First letter of this row, magenta in color, representing a hard sound with minimal breath. Touching the teeth, we get the sound ta, ta, ta. Again, keeping the breath to a minimum. Ta, ta, ta. In the next position, the second letter in this row, simply add the breath. Ta, ta, ta. So the first two letters, ta, 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 ta. The soft letter corresponding to the first letter, ta, is da, da, da. It's violet, meaning soft and minimal breath. Da, corresponding to the first hard letter with minimal breath, ta. Da is the soft variation of ta. Compare the two. Ta, da. Hard, ta, soft, da. The third letter again, da, da, da. Add breath to da, and we get the fourth letter. Da, da, da. The color is blue, meaning soft, with full breath, full aspiration. Da, da, da is the corresponding soft letter to the second letter in this row, ta, the aspirated hard sound. Ta, soft, da, hard, ta, soft, da. The first four letters compared, ta, ta, the two hard letters, ta, ta, the two soft letters, da, 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 da. The nasal sound in this group, represented by the color green, is na. Touching the fifth letter in the row is na, nasal, na, na, na. Again, notice the quality of a nasal sound is that the air and the vibration are directed up through the nasal passages. Na, na, na. There's also a great deal of vibration, making this an extremely soft sound. The more vibration, the softer the letter. So notice that you can sustain the softness of this sound, and you can feel at the same time the nasal quality vibrating through the nasal passages. Na. 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 Like the nasal sound in the previous group, is an independent sound, frequently appearing standing by itself in a word with a vowel sound following. For example, na, na, ni, ni, nu, nu. The nasal sounds at both positions 3 and 4 are also the nasal sound, as in positions 1 and 2, which are used immediately before another letter of its own group. For example, if we put the letter a in front of this dental nasal sound, un, and follow it by the four members of its group, you can experience another use of this sound. Unta, unta, followed by the second letter ta, unta, unta, by the third letter, da, unda, unda, and by the fourth letter, da, unda, andha. But this letter also stands alone. Na. The five dental letters. Ta. Ta. Da. Da. Na. Again. Ta. Ta. Da. Da. Na. We've now completed four rows of consonants. And we've completed the four tongue positions. If we take only the magenta letters, you can feel the movement of the tongue. Starting with the first row of consonants, the tongue is in the back. Ka. It moves forward in the next row to position two. Cha. Next row down to position three. Ta. And then finally, the last tongue position, four. Ta. All four letters in succession again from top to bottom. Ka, cha, ta, ta. Feel the movement from the back in the throat all the way forward to the teeth. Ka, cha, ta, ta. Ka, cha, ta, ta. Notice that the first position is the back of the tongue. The second position is more to the middle of the tongue. And the last two positions, the tip of the tongue. Ka, cha, ta, ta. Ka, cha, ta, ta. Now we come to the fifth position, the fifth and final row of this consonant group. The hard sound, represented here by the color magenta. Hard and minimal breath. At the labial position is pa, 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 pa. Add breath to pa and we get the second letter. Pa, pa, pa. Compare the two, minimal breath. Pa, magenta, pa. Red-orange, hard but with full breath. Pa, pa, the first, pa, the second, pa, the first, pa, the second, pa. The corresponding soft letter to the first letter, pa, is ba. The third letter in this row, ba, the color is violet, meaning a soft letter with minimal breath. Ba. The breath is held down. Ba. 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 Ba is the soft variation of the first letter, pa. Compare the two. Hard, pa. Soft, ba. Hard, pa. Soft, ba. Again, if you put your fingers in your ears, you can hear very clearly the difference between a hard and a soft sound. Pa, pa, pa is hard. Ba, ba, ba is soft. Add breath and we get the fourth letter of this row. Ba, ba. The letter is blue, which means soft but full breath. Ba. Ba, ba, ba is the soft variation of the second letter, pa. Hard, pa, soft, ba, hard aspirate, pa, soft aspirate, ba. First two letters, pa, pa, the soft variations, ba, ba. Again, the two hard, pa, pa, the two soft, ba, ba. The fifth letter of this row, the nasal sound represented in green, is ma. The nasal sound at the lips is ma. Ma also, like the two previous rows, is an independent sound, which means that it will stand alone with any vowel sound following. For example, ma, mi, mu, mu. It's also, like all the others, the nasal sound which will precede the members of its own group. If we put the letter a in front of this ma sound and immediately follow it with another member of its group, you can hear another use of the sound ma. Pa, pa, followed by the first letter. Pa, followed by the second letter, pa. Pa, pa, followed by the third letter, ba. Ba, ba, followed by the fourth letter, ba. Ba, ba. The five labial letters. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Again, pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. We've completed five consonants at each of the five mouth positions, giving us 25 letters in all. We've been reading them horizontally. Now let's read the same group vertically, so that we can trace the movement from the back to the front. First, the vertical magenta column, meaning a hard letter with minimal breath. Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. Again, ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. The second vertical column, red-orange, meaning letters which are hard but with full breath, aspirated. Ka, cha, ta, pa, pa. Follow the movement of the tongue forward in your own mouth all the way up to the lips. Again, the same letters. Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. The third row, the violet letters. Violet representing a soft sound with minimal breath. Ga, ja, da, ba. Follow the movement from back to front. Ga, ja, da, ba. The fourth vertical column, the color blue, representing a soft letter with full breath, aspirated. Ga, ja, da, ba. Again, ga, ja, da, ba. And the fifth vertical column, color green, representing a nasal sound. Nga, nya, na, na, ma. Again, nga, nya, na, na, ma. You may notice that certain letters sound alike. For instance, the cerebral letters at position 3 and the dental letters at position 4. The sound ta, cerebral, as opposed to ta, dental, may sound similar to you. But the importance at this point is not so much in hearing the difference as in feeling, experiencing the difference. It's important as you go through the alphabet several times that you become more and more familiar with the tongue position so that as you're pronouncing each letter of the alphabet, you're focused on the vibration moving through the tongue or moving directed, in the case of vowel sounds, at a particular position. The next horizontal row, depicted in the color blue, represents semivowels. Semivowels are simple vowel sounds followed by the vowel sound, in this case, a, to create a letter of the alphabet. If you go back to row 1, you remember that we created row 2 by a combination of a followed by another vowel sound. In other words, a followed by another vowel will give us still a new vowel sound. For example, a plus e gave us the vowel sound a. A is the only vowel sound that this is true of. A is so pure that when it combines with the following vowel, it still yields a vowel sound. So a in position 1, followed by another vowel, creates still another vowel. The remaining simple vowel sounds at position 2, position 3, position 4, and position 5, when followed by a vowel sound, immediately change into a semivowel, which is actually a consonant. For example, the remaining four vowels, simple vowels, at the four positions are e at position 2, r at position 3, lr at position 4, and u at position 5. To create a letter of the alphabet, we can add a to each of these. E, a, e, a, e, a, e, ya, ya, ya. And we get the first of the semivowels, ya. From page 15 on, each of the remaining letters of the alphabet has its own diagram. View each diagram as you pronounce the letter. Ya, ya, ya. If we go to position 3, the vowel sound is r, the first letter of row 3. R, r. If we add a to r, we get r a, r a, r a, r a, r a, r a. R a is the semivowel corresponding to the vowel sound r. The difference between the vowel sound r is that r is used in order to pronounce a consonant. For example, if we take the first vertical row of consonants, we can add the vowel sound r and use r to pronounce those letters. Kr, chr, tr, pr, pr. But this new letter is a consonant. It can be pronounced with all of the vowel sounds. R, ra, ri, ri, ru, ru, re, rai, ro, rau. Again, the difference between the vowel sound r, it can only be pronounced with a consonant or by itself. The semivowel or consonant r can be followed by a vowel sound r, ra, ri, ri, etc. The third semivowel in this row is produced by the vowel sound lr, the third letter in row 3, lr. If you say lr and then add a, lr, a, lr, a, lr, a, lr, a, lr, a, a, la, 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 we get the semivowel la. La is the third semivowel, derived from the vowel sound lr. La is a consonant. You can add any vowel sound to la. La, la, li, li, lu, lu. The fourth semivowel is derived from the vowel sound u at position 5. U plus a, u a, u a, u a, u a, and we get the sound wa. In Sanskrit, this sound is strengthened. As the two lips touch, it's backed up by the upper teeth also touching the lower lip, and the sound we get is va, 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 va. Va is the semivowel corresponding to the vowel sound u. The four semivowels, ya, ra, la, va. Notice that the semivowels, unlike the simple vowel sounds, go in the order of the mouth positions. Ya, position 2, ra, position 3, la, position 4, and va, position 5. The first three letters of the last line of the alphabet are called sibilants. The three different letters, depicted in red because they're hard letters, are pronounced sha, sha, and sa. To get the exact tongue position, just go above to the semivowel. The first semivowel is at position 2, ya. Fix the tongue at position 2 and hold it there as you pronounce the sibilant sound sha. Ya, sha, ya, sha. The next semivowel is the letter ra at position 3. Go directly below to the sibilant, fixing the tongue at ra, and then pronouncing the second sibilant, sha. Ra, sha, ra, sha. The third sibilant is distinct from the other two. It's simply pronounced sa. It's dental. So the sibilants occupy positions 2, 3, and 4. Sha, sha, and sa. Sha, sha, sa. The last letter of the alphabet is also a breath sound, aspirated. It's a soft sound, pronounced ha. Since ha doesn't fit into any of the previous consonant groups, it's placed here with the breath sounds, the sibilants. It's guttural. It occurs in the throat. Ha. Ha. It's also the consonant most like the first vowel sound,